Biter in Shasrin of Samach Dalet, picking it up on Samach Dalet by the Mishnah, about 10 lines or so down. Zok the Mishnah. Nasi Yishav, a person goes in and they say they marry a woman. Vashalimah, so Shalom, and he's with her for 10 years. Vlo Yodidon, have children. Ainu Vashay Levatel. He's not allowed to be Mavatel. Rashi means to say, meaning Kim Bimvatel from Puravu. Ella, O Yigar Sheno, O Yisa, Cheresam, Ima. Either he has to divorce her and marry someone else, or marry someone else as well to get another one. Gersha, if he goes in, he divorces her. Mutar, Sinasi, Lacher. She's allowed to go ahead and marry somebody else. Rashi says, "V'lo minin akar." You don't say she's barren. The Shema Rishon lo zocha libanos mimena. Maybe it was just that the first one wasn't zocha to be built up by through her. For Hashai Sheni Elisha Sima as Hashanim, and the second one also let her stay with her for 10 years also, and then the same matzav. V'emi pila. Let's say a woman gets pregnant, she has a miscarriage. Shmona Mishal she pila. We start count from the time that she had the miscarriage. It doesn't go 10 years. So if it's 9 years, she gets pregnant, she has a miscarriage, then the 10-year clock starts again. Tana Rabbanan zok the Gemara nasa isha. If you have a man who goes and marries a woman, Vishali Maya says someone was for 10 years, well, they don't have kids. Yotzi, he sends her out. If he thinks Suba, and he has to give her the Ksuba. Shema Lozach Libanus Mimena. Maybe it was he was in Zocha to be able to be built up through her. Says the Gemara, Afal Pisha Ain Rayladav, even though we don't have a Raya for this to be the case of 10 years, Zechladav, we have an allusion to this. Because the Pasuk says, by Avram Avinu, Mikes Eser Shanim, Loshevas Avram Beretz Canaan, after 10 years, then he can, when he took Hagar. So what do you see? That happens to be that there's a 10-year stickle going on over here, and then Avram took another wife in order to go have kids. Lemcha is coming to tell you, she ain't yeshivas chutzlar, it's olalom in a minyan. So living in chutzlar, it does not count it. Because it says it was 10 years from the time that they were in Canaan, but we know they were married even before that, but nonetheless, we go according to that, which when you're living in Eretz Yisrael, and the chutzlar is not counted part of it. L'chfikach, therefore, chalahu. Let's say the husband is sick, or she is sick, and both of them are stuck in prison, those are not counted as part of the count, because it has to be that you're able to actually try to have the kids, and then it doesn't happen. But if you're not able to have them all together because you're stuck and you're not with each other, or you're sick or something like that, then that doesn't count. You're saying that the year is a 10-year period that you stay with the wife in order to be able to have children, and if not, then take another wife for divorce there. Why don't we learn from Yitzchak that really it's 20 years? It was 40 years old when he took Rivka. And another pasuk says, Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beledus or something. He was 60 years old when they had Yitzchak. Yaakov and Esav. So it's a 20-year period. Amalei, no, Yitzchak Akar Haya. Yitzchak was an Akar. He wasn't able to have any children. Rashi says, V'yodea, Shemach Masatzmu. Look, come on, Nafkalon to Akar Haya. And we're going to see later on that we see that he was an Akar. In a moment that he was an Akar, he was barren, he was able to have kids. But that's what caused it, and therefore, you can't go ahead and learn it from him. He's not really part of this altogether because maybe he's a chayv and kids because he's an akar, so you can't learn out. So what are you talking about? Yachiv, if that's the case, Avram Nami Akar, we know Avram himself is also akar, like we're going to say in a moment. So then what, we can't learn from him either. Rashi is going to bring in a moment, though, but we really do ultimately learn it out from Avram Avinu because, you know, maybe now we're like kind of stuck, but we learn it from the pasuk that says that he waited 10 years, and even though he was an Akar, still we learn out. Why? Because if not, then what's the point of telling us the pasuk altogether? There's no reason to tell us this whole idea of Miketz Eser Shanim as opposed to Yitzchak. There is a reason to tell it to us, as we're going to learn out right now while we bring it. So it says Gemara, Ahumi Bayle, Lechdorav Chia Bar Abba. This whole idea about Yitzchak, the pasuk, to tell us that he was 60 years old when he gave birth to them, it really needed for another purpose. Why is it that tell us the years of Yishmael? Tells us that when he died, he was 137 years old. Why did it tell us? It's in order for us to be able to figure out how old Yaakov was at particular periods in his life. Rashi says, Leida Shinosov Shel Yaakov ben Kama Shanim Haya Kishalach LaBeis Eiver, went to Eiver, Kishamar Ala Be'er, Uvishili Gemara de Megillah, like we see in Megillah and Daf Yud Zayin, Befarish Lavahai Kura, the Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana, Maisi Le Hasam de Alfinamine, the Gadol Talmud Torah, Bekibarav. We learn out based off the different calculations how important it is, Talmud Torah, that's even Docha Kibarav. Ve'im. Sorry, Kibbut Av Va'im. Shekolos and Shadim Shal Yaakov Beis Aver Lo Nana Shalem. All the years that he was by Beis Aver, he didn't get Nana. She worked out from the calculations that really should have been, it was 36 years he's punished, not only 22, but he's only punished for 22 years because those times he was sitting learning, he wasn't held responsible for. Okay, now the Gemara says, how do we know that they were actually in Akar? Rav Yitzchak says, Yitzchak Avinu Akar Haya, Shenemer, how do we know that he was sterile, he was never to have kids? Because the Pasuk says, Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem L'Nochach Ishto, and he goes and he prayed opposite his wife. Al Ishto L'Namer, it doesn't say for his wife, because she was barren, L'Nochach Milamet Sheshnei Makurma, it comes to teach us that both of them were barren, weren't able to have kids, so each one was davening for themselves. Yahachi Vayaser Lo, that's true, then why does the Pasuk say, and Hashem Vayaser Lo, that he was entreated by him, he listened to him, Vayaser Lahem Yibayle, he should have said that he listened to both of them, he answered both of them. As Gemara, no, that's a different reason. You can't compare a tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik, it's Yitzchak, the son of Avram, to a tzaddik ben Rasha, that's Rivka, who's the daughter of Besuel, and that's why he listened to the tefillahs of Yitzchak. Amar of Yitzchak, why were they akar? Why were they barren? Kodesh Baruch Hu desires and seeks out the tefillah of tzaddikim. He loves the tefillah of tzaddikim. Therefore, it makes them barren, so he should dive into them, and therefore, he should go ahead and call out. Amar of Yitzchak, why is it compared like a eser, like a pitchfork? Answer is, well, where do we see this Gemara? I know we saw this Gemara. Maybe in Sukkah. Okay, anyway, we saw this. Why is it compared like an eser? Yeah, in Sukkah. Ma eser zeh ma'apikah tefillah m'makom l'makom. Just like a pitchfork will throw grain from one place to another. Kach tefillah son shel tzaddikim ma'apichas midos shel kodesh baruch hu. It will flip over the midos of Hashem. Mimidos ragzonus l'midos rachmanus. From that of rogues, of angry, to that of rachmanus, of mercy. Amar Rav Ami Avram Masar tumtumin hayu. They were a tumtumin. A tumtumin, do you mean someone who is like covered over, that you're not able to see what they are, right? And we understand that generally that's someone who's not able to have any children. So that says Gemara, Shenema, how do we know this? So the pasuk says, Habitu El Tzor, literally, look to the rock. Beep, turn the page. Samach Dal on the page. Habitu El Tzor, Chutzavtem Ve'el Makeves Bor Nukartem. That which where you came out of, like the Chotzev, it's to hew something from a stone. And that was a Malkeves, the hollow of the pit, which you were dug. Uksiv Habitu El Avram Avichem Ve'el Tzorah Techol Alechem. The pasuk which follows it says that look at Avram Avinu, who is the one, and to Sarah, who Avram Avichem, and Sarah to Cholechem, the one who brought you into this world. So we go and we say that second one's explaining the first one, that they weren't able to have kids altogether, and that Avram Avinu was hewn, he came out, and Sarah was hollowed out in order to be able to have kids. Sarah, Imenu Ailanus, she was an islandess, means again, she wasn't able to have any children. She was Akara, she was barren. And Levad, she didn't have any children. Why'd you have to double up? Obviously, if she's not Kar, she wasn't able to have children. Right? She says, Krodi Sarah, who the Hawk, Siv Akar, she was Akar. So why are you saying, Inla Vlad? I feel a base Vlad in law. I mean, to say she didn't even have a base Vlad, I means she didn't even have a place to have the baby sitting there. She didn't even have a uterus altogether. I'm ready to bring the Rev Shimon Bar Shilas, Meshid the Rav, Lo Shon or Elabadosa Rishonim. This is all he did. We spoke about the 10-year period until you have to get divorced. That's all he's talking about back in the day when people used to live a long time. About the Sheshnoseim Arubas, that people lived for many, many years. But in the later years, we know people didn't live as long, 170, 180, 190, whatever, but rather only 120 or even less, 70 years. It's 2.5 years that if there's no children, then you have to go and get married. Can I get Shloshi? That is opposite, is in what is that? What is that to come corresponding to? 3 opportunities to be able to get pregnant. Rashi says Shloshi Yibarim is Chav Zayin Chodoshim, is 27 months. Limei Havlad V'chodesh L'chol Ibar Ibor lemei tuma v'tara deisha mesaber samach levesta. So ends up having 27 and 1 month per one. So that ends up being 30 months. Is 2.5 years. So 2.5 years I'm only right. Rav Amar Rav Nachman Shalosh Shanim says it's 3 years. Can I get Shalosh Pekidos, like the 3 remembrances that we mentioned on Rosh Hashanah? How Hashem remembered 3 times. Rashi says because Baruch Hu poked a karis l'shmot tefilas and Rosh Hashanah. It goes to leim arayon. They should have children. Damar Mar said Rosh Hashanah nifkedu Sarah Rachel v'Chana. Rosh Hashanah Sarah Rachel and Chana were remembered. And then they said that they were going to have children. Says the Gemara, I'm a rabbi, listen to Lahani Klali. He argues on the fact that nowadays we say that it's 2.5 years. Brad says, no, it is 10 years. Michle, let's break it down. Masnisan man takin. Who is the one who made our Mishnah? Rebbe. It's Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Okay, and Vahabi made David imatushtene, but we know that already the years of man's became less already in the time of David HaMelech, much earlier. Duchsev, you may shouldn't say about him, Shivim Shana, it was 70 years. They are 70 years. And Rebbe, coming afterwards, said that it's a 10-year period. It must be that it's talking about even nowadays. Now, we had said that after 10 years and he wants to go and divorce her, he has to go on and pay the ksuba because maybe the problem was coming from him. Says the Gemara, Vahai Shama Lo Zach Li Bonas Emenu, right? That we said maybe that's the reason. Maybe the problem is because of her and not really because of him. Therefore, she shouldn't get the ksuba when he has to get rid of her. Says Gemara, E, Kivin the Lamifka da Piruvia, since she's not Machuiv in the mitzvah of Piruvu, Rash says Lo Ichbas La, Velo Anash La, Kucha Brichu, Alavonosea. We're not going to go ahead and punish her. So therefore, Lo Mi Ansha, she shouldn't have to go and lose out. Says Gemara, Eini, is that really true? Says Rashi, what does it mean? What are we asking? I'm asking some parach is going back on the mission. The Katani Yisach Harris having get married to someone else. Shama lo zoch libanos. Maybe it's not zoch to be having kids from her. Yiska libanos ben hashem, but it'll be zoch from the other one. Really, is that true? It'll be zoch to have the other one. Vaha amr lele rabbanon Rabbi Abba bar Zav. They said to him, the siv itzav lid bani. Go and marry a woman and go and have kids. Vamr lo, he said back there, Isaac, if I would have been zoch to have children, then I would have had already. I would have from the first one. If I didn't have the first, I'm not going to be zoch from the second one either. And therefore, there's no reason to assume the person going to marry the second one's going to have kids. So he's going, nah, that's not a raya, because that particular case, he was just trying to push him off. He was just pushing them off because he wasn't able to have kids. Why? Like we saw earlier from somebody else, Rav Huna, used to give tremendously long shiurim, right? We saw some of Samach Beis, and people used to become sterile because they used to have to use the bathroom, and they didn't use the bathroom, and therefore they weren't able to have kids. The Rebbe Abba, by Zavdi Yaakov, Mipirke, the Rav Huna, and therefore there's no reason for him to take another wife because he wasn't able to give birth to birth because he was sterile. But really, yes, we do assume that he's going to have kids from a second kid generally. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Gidol Yaakov, Mipirke, the Rav Huna, he also, that happened to him. Rebbe Chebel Yaakov, Mipirke, the Rav Huna, also. Rebbe Sheshes Yaakov, Mipirke, the Rav Huna, all of these ended up becoming sterile from Rav Huna shiurim because they were so long. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, achadate sum, Rav Yaakov, achadate chususkinte, chusinte. He got this thing called chususkinte. Rashi says it's holy meotzea asheten. Adam nekar mina. It's someone who holds back from using the bathroom. They get sick of this and can cause them to become sterile, not of kids. Tal yul ba arza debi Rav. What they did is they hung him from an ar as a cedar. That was by Beirav. There was some sort of beam that was over there, and it hung him from this. And apparently, this is something that's going to help him. But if he can make a hutsi yarka and came out of him this green type of stuff started pouring out of him like a palm. Rashi says yarik kikafa tamar, like a branch of a tamar, and he ended up getting better. Amrav Achabar Yaakov Shitin Sabe Havina Vekuli Yakam Yepirka Drav Huna Lebar. Man, he says, we're 60 people used to steig by this year, and I'm the only one that didn't end up becoming sterile. The Kaim of Ben Avshai, Chachma T'chaye Ba'aleh, because I uphold that which it says, wisdom will uphold the life of those who have it, the owner of it. Owner of wisdom will be upheld. Now we have a machlokas that comes up a number of times in Shas as per what's called a chazaka, that something happens. How many times does that happen other than we say it's going to happen again? Rebbe's of the opinion says it's two times. Shimon Gamaliel's of the opinion it's three times. Let's take a look. The Gemara says, Gerish and Mutaris, if he ends up divorcing this woman after 10 years, she's allowed to go out and marry a second one. He can stay with her 10 years also. Says the Gemara, an inference, Shani in, Shlishi lo. That's the second one, but not to a third one. Which means if after a second one also nothing happens, then she's not able to go and marry a third one. Frek the Gemara, Masnisamani, who is our Mishnah? Rebbe, it must be Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe says, we looked at the Brisa, Mala Rishon Omeisa. If it ends up, the person does Mila on her first child, and then the boy ends up dying. Shani Omeisa, then on the second child, and then he dies also. Shlishi Lotoma, don't do it a third time. Divri Rebbe is Akazak Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omeis, Shlishi Tama, the third one you do. Revi Lotoma, you don't do Mila on the fourth one if that ends up being. So we see that Rebbe holds two, and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel holds three. Says the Gemara of Tanya, so it says the opposite. Bishon Mamliel says that it's two times. Rebbe says that it's three times, right? So how do you know really who our Mishnah is? Says the Gemara, Haiminayu Achirinaisa. Which one was the later one? And then we're going to go Paskin like what the later opinion said of which one said what. When we said Rebbe says two and Rishon Gamliel says three, and another one says Rishon Gamliel says two and Rebbe says three, which one was taught later? The one that's taught later is we're going to go with. Toshima says, let's try to figure it out. There's a story about four sisters that are living in Sipori. Shemala Rishona Umbeis. The first one, sister number one, mauled her son and died. Shnia, the second, sister number two, did it and Macy died. Shlishis, the third one, and died. Revias, the fourth one, came and Boss, the Fnei, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, came from Rishon Gamliel, and Amarla, he said, there, don't go ahead and don't circumcise this kid. So you see from here that he holds after three is considered chazaka, it's just the fourth one shouldn't be mauled. Now, as Rashi explains, this is Rav Yochanan who's speaking up over here, and Rav Yochanan was between Tana and Amora. He lived at the end of the Tanoim, and he was the beginning of the Amoraim.
Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, though, he was a full-on Tana, in which case, out of Rabbi Yochanan Tzadok, it's supposed to be at the end of his life. Therefore, this is talking about that this is the last part, so it's proving the fact Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that it's three. In fact, the Gemara, who says, maybe this is an Araya. V'dilma i'asya shlishis, then nami av amrla. Maybe if you, the third woman would have brought it, then he also would have said to her, don't mal. You don't have a Araya from the story that he holds that it's three times and the fourth one, because even the third one should have brought but didn't. Says the Gemara, imkain, if that's really true, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would have said by the third one also, then my as hadusei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, what testimony is happening over here by telling us the story? The fact that he's bringing this story must be because Shimon Gamliel holds that it's three times. This is Gemara, no, v'dilma ha'komash b'lan, maybe it's coming to tell you something else. It's Shimon coming to teach you a halacha that there's a chazaka by sisters as well. So you don't have a right to say Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that it's three times a chazaka, but Rabbi is coming to tell you that one sister does it, a second, a third, a fourth. They'll come to tell you that you could cross over from one sister to the other, and that's called chazaka also. The Gemara says, I'm a Rava, little interlude here. Hashadamar tachayiz b'chatzkos, once you say that the sisters create a chazaka, then lo yisa adam isha lo mimishpachas nichben v'lo mimishpachas mitzarayim. You shouldn't marry a woman who's coming from epilepsy, or someone who has epilepsy in their family, and not from mitzara, people that have mitzaras in their family, because we're worried that maybe this is like going to happen to you also. It's hereditary. But this is only when you have it happens three times. Doesn't have three times, then you don't have to worry about it. Now back to our point. So my avilah, what exactly? What comes out at the end? Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds two, holds three. He also Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar. He came and says, "Ufta have a coming to Rav Yochanan b'kedishta." Pekinisha to Maon. There's a story happening in the shul in Maon. B'yom Kippur Mishchal Yosef Shabbos. Yom Kippur was on Shabbos. So Malu Bishonu Meisei gave a Mila on the first boy and he died. Shniu Meisei second. Then the sister number two had a boy and he mild and died also. Shlishis, the third one, had a baby also on that same day and died. Baal Lufanim, and they came in front of Rav Yochanan in order to know what to do. So Amalai says to them, Lichi Yomuli, go ahead and do Bris Mila on it. First one died, second one died, third one, they came to ask what to do. And he says, go ahead and do Mila, don't worry about it. In which case, what do we see? That only three creates a chazaka, and being in fact, Rav Yochanan's when we brought the survey of Rav Shimon Gamliel earlier, must be he's holding like Rav Shimon Gamliel's way of saying it, and therefore he understood it to be that only three creates a chazaka and not two, and that's why we see Rebbe is two and Rav Shimon Gamliel is three. Amalei Rabbi Abaye, he says to him, says Abaye, he speaks up and he says, Chazi de Kashari Sisur Vizakanta. You should know that you just allowed something which is aser and something which is a sakana. Rashi explains, if two is one that creates a chazaka, if shem chazaka b'shnei pa'amim, and the third one is shenitan litchos mimena, it shouldn't have altogether, and having mila shel b'zman, it's tantamount to doing mila, not in its time. Just know that that's what's coming out from the statement that you're saying, if it's actually wrong. If not, then everything's great. And now we're going to see that he himself, though, is somech. Somech Allah Abaye. Abaye, though, he went according to this. Says Rashi, what does that mean? That means Al-Had Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amr Mishmeh, the Rabbi Yochanan, Bethlas Zimni, who da havi chazaka. Only after three is considered chazaka. So he's speaking out like, wow, you should know this is intense and crazy, but he's sobech on it. V'azal v'nasba l'chom, and he went and go ahead and he married someone by the name of Choma. Who was that? Brata the Isi Bereder of Yitzchak, Bereder of Yehuda. It was a daughter of Isi, the son of Yitzchak, the son of Yehuda. The Nasir Rachva, the Pumbedis of Ashachav. She married a guy named Rachva. She was married again with Rachava of Pumtabidisa, and he ended up dying. And he went ahead and he married her, not worrying about it. And he ended up dying also. But the point is, he relied on the fact that two is not a chazak, only three. Amar Rava, when you heard what ended up happening over here, he says, Umi Ika David Uvdad Banafshe Kihai. Was anyone who did a thing like this that he went and put his life on the line? But Ehud Damar, he himself said, oven this samacha, you can rely on oven when he goes and he says what Yochanan said, right? That is, that's good. But Yitzchak sumacha, labar samacha. And this is Rav Yitzchak who brought this whole pshat. So how can you go ahead and rely on such a thing? Yitzchak Zuma Lover Samcha, we don't rely on him. Says the Gemara, Avin Yeshav Chazara. Why is it that we went ahead and we go with Avin? Because Yeshav Chazara, he would constantly chazar what Rav Yochanan says. Yitzchak Sumcha Edim Chazara. But he didn't know his chazar. Therefore, we can't go ahead and be somech on him. Says Rashi, he would constantly chazar, which he learned. And also, Lashon Acher, another way, it was a matzah called Shalaf Nei Rav Yochanan. He was always in front of Yochanan. Rim chazar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan would have switched his mind. Mishum Dover, for some reason, Sha'amar Tchilat, he said, Shomei Avin, Mechozer, Gam Hubo. He would have heard that and he would have chazar that also. But Rav Yitzchak, Eno Matzah Lefan of you, he was not always there. Upam Shishamar Dover, Mirabi Yochanan, Lamacha Chozer, but Rav Yochanan, who ain't your day. He didn't know about it. We saw the Shalom Sechta also. So how can you go ahead and you know, it's unbelievable that you're going and relying on such a thing. And Abai went ahead and was Yosef, and he ended up killing him. himself, pretty much. He'll end up dying from it. V'odin, furthermore, Amar de Pligi. When is it that we're going to say that Rebbe and Rebbe Yosheim and Gabli really have a machlokas? That's Linya Mila. That's only when it comes to Mila. B'nisun mi Pligi. Do we say that they argue when it comes to Nisuin? Maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel will also be masked when it comes to Nisuin, that it's after two times is a problem. Therefore, he should have looked at that and maybe not gone on and married her. Says the Gemara in, said, nah, the Erev Machlokas by marriage also. Votanya, Benichusa. We have a Braisa which comes along and supports this idea that they argued it's here as well. Nisa, so we should have made a person who goes and marries someone and the husband dies. L'shem you made the husband dies, the second also. L'shish, don't marry her. Right, the divrei Rebbe is like Zakt Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel alone, the shishi tinas you can marry. The ravid, the fourth one you don't. So you see, indeed, we don't. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel also argues with them when it comes to the idea of marriage. Bishlam Gabi Mila, we understand what it means over here by Mila, because ikem ispachad the rafi dama, ikem ispachad the kamit dama. There's sometimes of families who their blood is very thin, and therefore it's not going to stop bleeding. It's going to keep going. They're going to die. We get the mishpachat to come to kama. The blood is very thick, and therefore also there's a problem. And therefore you go and you do mila. It's going to go ahead and maybe kill the kid. So now you can go and say that there's a reason to think that there's an issue. Ela nisuin my taima. What's the reason why marriage? Why would you think you marry a woman, the husband dies? Who says anything to do with the woman that you can't continue marrying on? Amalei Rav Mordechai l'Rav Ashi. He answers no. Hachi amar avinu me'agronya b'shed rav. This is what he explains. Mayan Gorem. It's the Mayan that causes it, meaning the having a relationship with her. That's what ends up happening over here. And that is that there's some sort of problem with her or some sort of illness, and every time you have relations, that's going to cause the person to die. Rav Ashi Amar Mazel Gorem. He says, no, maybe it's just some sort of Mazel to Kazakh, and that is you go ahead and a person's involved with her, he ends up dying because of the Mazel. My Benayah, what's the difference between the two answers? Ikebenayah, the Erisin Umiris, in the case where they did Erisin, and then only from Erisin Umiris it died. Inami, which we're clear is going to say it's because of Mazel, it's not because of having Tashmish. Inami, the Nafa Medikulumis, or we're talking about the case where he fell from a tree and then died, clearly. It's not because of Tashmish, rather because of Mazel. Amar Lei, Rav Yosef, Rav Lerava, Boy Mine Rav Yosef. I once asked Rav Yosef, Halacha, Karebi? Is Halacha going according to Rebbe? Varmali in. Yeah, that's Halacha the game, two times. And then I would ask him, Halacha, Grim Shimon Gamliel? And he said, yeah, Varmali in. Yeah, it's three times. Achuchi, Achichbi. And I thought that maybe he's going, yeah, he's just making fun of me, like he's making a joke. Amar Lei, lo. So Rav says, no, he wasn't. Stamehi upashed lach. It comes up taught as a Stam Mishnah, sometimes Stam like Rebbe, and sometimes like Stam like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and therefore he passed in accordingly whatever came out according to circumstance, but sometimes it'd be and sometimes it would be three. And I'll break it down a little more. Nisuin Umalkios Kerebi, when it comes to Nisuin, in other words, aka marriage, Umalkios, then it comes to Malkos, then it goes according to Rebbe, that's two times. Visas Avestos, Vishor Muad Kerebi Shimon Gamliel, it goes according to Shimon Gamliel, that is going to be three times. Nisuin Hadam, when it comes to marriage, that's like we already said over there, that a woman should only go and marry two people. Malkios, what are you talking about in terms of Malkos? That's not related to the Mishnah and Sanhedrin. Misha Laka Vishana, if someone gets a Malkos, and then he gets Malkos a second time. He did some sort of a there that he gets Kairos for, and then he gets a Malkos for it the first time, and then the second time, and then he goes and does it a third time, based in Kosan and Sol Kippa. We put him into Kippa. Rashi says what that means is, why? Because Im Chazav Chatam Ashlishis, the Machasagina Labor, Rishia, Mitre Zimne Laka. We look at him like a Rasha. It's a Chazaka of two times, and he does it a third time. Machino Sosa Arum, we give him barley, Ache Krisa Nivkas, until his stomach, bam, until it burst open. And that's going to hurt. And he's a goner. But when it comes to Vestos, we go according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanah, what's a Veses? That's like the period, the time a woman has a period. The time I looked at a Mishnah and Nida. Ein Aisha. Beep, turn the page. Samechem it off. Ein Aisha Kovas Leveses. A person doesn't Kovea a Veses. A woman is not going to be Kovea. What is her Veses? Rashi says, Lismo Chalel, Yos Daya Shaita. Okay, take a look. Okay, hold on a second. Unless it happens three times. Until it happens three times that she doesn't have it. So if she has three times at the same time, then we consider that's her Vesas. And if she has three times that happens after that, not at the same time, then that gets rid of it and that goes along to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, when it comes to this Nida situation, something known as Dayashaita, and that is that when a woman goes ahead, and let's say she gets her cycle, she sees a period, and then the second one, she sees it again. The third one, around the time she's going to get it for like a 24-hour period, we assume that maybe she saw it, but she had her period, but she didn't notice it. And if she was involved with any tyrus, then they're going to become tame. But a woman who's already a Veses, that she knows the day, says on this day of the month, for 3 months consecutively, or this amount of time elapsed between each period consecutively, a certain amount of days, then we assume that we have to wait till that day itself. And it happened a 24-hour period beforehand, she was touching tires, it doesn't become tummy altogether, and that is goes according to Rabban Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'shor ha-mu'ad, what's the shor ha-mu'ad? At the time we learned in a Mishnah in Bava Kama, in a shor nasa mu'ad, ad she'yidu bo shlosha pa'amim. That goes according to Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. The difference seems, well, many differences, but one difference in a short time of shor mu'ad is that a short time piece, chatzin nezik, a shor mu'ad piece, nezik shalim, and only until it's three times. Now, two times, this is going according to Rabbi, this goes like Rav Shimon Gamliel. You do it three times, or three different occasions, then it ends up being a shor mu'ad, like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.